Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Hillary Gamm has joined us. She brings order to our world when she does. She's co-founder of American Workers Coalition. AmericanWorkersCoalition.org. Is that right, Hillary?
It's actually AmericanWorkersCoalition.com.
But .com.
Folks that are listening, they could follow us on Twitter, AmWorkCo on Twitter, on social media. That would be awesome. And I want to give a shout-out to Barbara Birch and Marie Larson. Without them, there would be no American Workers Coalition. Yeah, they're two American moms who are fighting every day for American citizens to be able to be employed in the U.S.
Most people don't know that American workers are having a hard time being displaced or being displaced by foreign workers. But now here's the landscape. We have to call it like it is, Hillary. I'm sensitive to your concerns and your project too, but we've got full employment now. I mean, we got people are poaching employees. They're not going after trying to find new people in the marketplace. They're poaching people from companies. It's got to the point now where if you can fog a mirror and show up for work, you get a job. Why would that be great?
Maybe that's how it is in Alabama.
It's that way all across the country. But that doesn't mean that companies still aren't encroaching on or aren't mistreating their workers by these H-1B tax-free jobs that you're talking about.
Yeah, so American citizens are absolutely being discriminated against, and they're being discriminated against because they're American citizens. Here in Connecticut, I can tell you unemployment is extremely high. The real estate
prices are rock bottom, but that's because of Connecticut's policies.
Yeah, of course it is, but it's also because that many of the jobs that used to be held by American citizens in Hartford are now held by either H-1B or OPT workers,
that's awful.
The work has been sent offshore to another country. If you look at Yale University, which is one of the biggest employers in the state of Connecticut, they employ thousands and thousands of thousands of non-American citizens. Universities are exempt from any kind of visa restrictions.
Wow, so I didn't know that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's why we have over a million foreign students here in the U.S. and over a million foreign.
Let me see if I can reconcile all these data points. What I think you're saying is, it's not you're not denying that we got full employment. You're not denying that there's lots of jobs out there. What you're saying is that key jobs that American workers should be in are being displaced by these foreign workers, leaving our American workers to go find a job of underemployment. Is that what you're saying?
The most important data point you should look at, though, is the labor participation rate. The United States has over 40 million Americans of working age not included in our workforce.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the labor participation rate is actually going down. So there's less people that are being employed that should be employed. And those are people that are getting
laid off. Well, it's not as bad as it was during the Obama administration. That's when it was the worst.
No, I mean, listen, President Trump and his administration have done a stellar job of putting the screws to China.
We went pretty deep during the Obama administration. We're coming back from that. I agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, under the last administration, basically it was robbing our technology, robbing our intellectual property, and really putting not only our national security, but our future as a nation at risk. And so thank you to President Trump and his administration
how dangerous, how detrimental the Obama 8 years were to the U.S. economy, to our to the economy was pretty bad, and what you're describing, and I think it set the table for what you guys are fighting right now, right? It was part of the.
Hey, well, we need as many people that are listening today just to follow us on Twitter, you know, direct message us, send me an email, and join us. You know, we're advocates in Washington. We're ordinary American citizens.
Do you want their stories? If they've got stories about how they've been discriminated against, do you want those stories?
Of course. Absolutely. We absolutely want them to get in touch
with us. Your child is an American citizen who's been discriminated against by a foreign worker, you need to check out the folks at AmericanWorkersCoalition.com. Hey, Hillary, good job today. Keep up the good work, and I'm proud of you, and come back soon.
Okay, be well. Happy holidays. Thank you.
Hillary Gamm, ladies and gentlemen. That's one L and two M's. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.